but he was a big, nasty trucker.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive, and earlier the Guess Who, celebrates his 76th birthday today. The song Let It Ride, he got the title from a big, nasty trucker. It was on Overdrive 2, 1973. He wrote it with a partner in Bachman Turner Overdrive, Fred Turner. You see, they're going to a show, and this trucker was in front of him, kept cutting him off and slowing him down. So Randy and Fred are big dudes, so they said, well, when we pull over there at that rest stop, we're gonna give that man what for. But that didn't happen. Here's Randy Bachman.
This guy looks like Paul Bunyan. So instead of yelling at him, we go, excuse me, sir. You were driving really recklessly there. We're just a bunch of musicians trying to get to the next gig, and it's very unsafe, and what you were doing there, you cut us off, and blah, blah, blah. He goes, it's no big deal, buddy. Why don't you just let it ride? And I say to Fred, what does that mean? Because we've never heard this before. He goes, it means, like, relax, you know, chill out kind of thing. It's no big deal.
Let it ride. 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. That comes out today, the edition, with all the stuff on it. Oh, it's got everything on it. If you're a Beatles fan, you're probably going to have to get it, and it's out today. It was released before Let It Be, but it was recorded after those sessions. So it's their last studio album. Here's Paul McCartney.
I think before the Abbey Road sessions, it was like, we should put down the boxing gloves and try and just get it together and really make a very special album.
Here's Ringo.
I think everybody thought that, well, let's go one more time. It's incredible that we got back to playing so well for the finale, and then it ended. You know, I really love the idea that we didn't go out in some sort of crappy record. And in the end, the love you take. You know, you felt it was the last time.
Yeah, I don't want to go out on a crappy record. It kind of solidified George Harrison as a great songwriter. Something, Come Together, Here Comes the Sun. He wrote that in Eric Clapton's backyard. But it's also known for the 8 songs that make up the medley on side 2. Here's John Lennon, then George Harrison.
A good way of getting rid of bits of songs we'd had for years, you know. I mean, George and Ringo sort of broke bits of it as we did it, you know. Paul would say, we've got 12 bars here, let's fill it in, and we'd fill it in on the spot. You know. My contribution to it is Polytheme Pam and Sun King and me and Mr. Mustard, so we just juggled them about till it made vague sense.
I liked Polytheme Pam because of its Liverpool-ness. Nobody writes kind of comic stuff, but that still has a certain seriousness about it. Like, Polythene Pam was like a really good rock and roll song, really.
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.